+49.
Welcome y bienvenidos. I am Sir D'Arteaga, and this is another episode of +49. Our guest today is Fabian Graske. He is the co-founder and managing partner from Migrando. And we will ask him everything around the new Migration Act. Let's start. In the latest updates for our expat community, German has just become 3,000 words more complicated. The latest edition of the Duden, Germany's most famous dictionary, has introduced a host of new entries that reflects the evolving language landscape. For example, terms like Klimakleber or climate glue, referring to the climate activist, have made their debut, while others like ChatGPT highlighted technological advances. The new Duden, released last 19th of August, expands to 151,000 keywords, making it more comprehensive than ever before. These new words aren't just random. They mirror the crisis, wars, and even the culinary trends of recent years. Think of Balkonkraftwerk for small-scale solar power units, or Deutschlandticket for the national public transport pass. Each word is a snapshot of what's happening on everybody's minds lately. But with new entries, some older terms have been retired. The Duden editors have removed 300 words that are rarely used today. Words like Frigadea and UMTS cell phone are now history. And spelling variants like Thunfisch have been streamlined to simple Thunfisch with an H. However, not all deletions are permanent. The term Hackenporsche, a humorous name for a shopping trolley, has made a comeback after public outcry when it was removed in the previous edition. This 29th edition of the Duden not only includes the latest linguistic trends, but also adopts recent spelling changes by the German Spelling Council. And also, do not forget that in September, the word of the youth is crowned. At the moment, you can vote for your favorite one. The words in the running are YOLO, Talahon, Hölle nein, or Jür. Just when we think we got some German in us, the words change again. When you hear the phrase made in Germany, what comes to mind? For most, it's a mark of quality, precision, and trustworthiness. But what if I told you that this globally respected label started out as a form of warning, not praise? Let's journey back to the late 19th century, a time when British industry dominated the world. The British government, concerned about cheap foreign goods flooding their markets, decided to take action. In 1987, the Merchandise Markets Act was introduced in the United Kingdom. The idea was very simple: force foreign manufacturers to label their goods with a country of origin, so British consumers could identify and presumably avoid products not made on home soil. The label, Made in Germany, was born intended as a mark of inferiority for German goods that were perceived as cheap knockoffs. But something unexpected happened. German manufacturers, rather than shrinking from this branding, embraced it. They doubled down on improving the quality of their products, and over time, what was supposed to be a label of shame became a badge of honor. By the early 20th century, Made in Germany began to stand for something quite different: excellence in craftsmanship, innovation, and durability. Take the German cars industry, for example. Brands like Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi didn't just accept the Made in Germany label. They redefined it. These companies set new standards for engineer and luxury, and soon the entire world looked to Germany as a model of industrial success. By the mid-20th century, Made in Germany had become synonymous with cutting-edge technology and meticulous attention to detail. It wasn't just cars. German tools, appliances, and even toys were sought after across the globe. The label that once deterred British consumers now attracted buyers from all over the world, eager to own a piece of German quality. Today, Made in Germany is not just a label, it's a legacy. It represents a history of resilience, adaptation, and above all, a commitment to excellence. What began as a mark of foreignness has evolved into a symbol of trust and superior craftsmanship, recognized and respected worldwide. So, the next time you see Made in Germany on a product, remember, you're not just looking at the label. You're witnessing over a century of history, innovation, and an unwavering pursuit of quality. Today, we have a very special guest joining us. Someone who's making a difference in the lives of thousands seeking a new beginning in Germany. I'm thrilled to introduce Fabian Graske, co-founder and managing partner of Migrando Attorneys. Migrando is a firm that is at the forefront of assisting individuals on their path to naturalization, navigating the often complex legal landscape with expertise and care. Fabian, it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Sigrid, that I can be part of your show.
Let's start with the new naturalization law that has been in force in Germany since June 2024. What are the most important changes and what are the advantages and the disadvantages?
We have a lot of changes, but in my opinion, we have just three very important changes. Number one is since June 2024, you can get the German citizenship in 5 years instead of 8 years. Change number two is you can get the German citizenship after 3 years if you have a C1 language certificate. That means you can get the German citizenship very, very fast, but the problem is you need the C1 language certificate. It's not so easy. And in my opinion, the biggest advantage is that you can have both citizenships, your old one, your original, and the German. And what is the main advantage of this? We have a lot of people in Germany for years who want to have the German citizenship. For example, people from Turkey, but they don't want to lose their own citizenship. And this has changed. And that's why there are great opportunities for a lot of people to get the German citizenship without losing their own citizenship.
Is there any disadvantage of these changes?
In my opinion, not really. The main disadvantage, we will speak later about it, is procedure times. It needs a lot of time to get it. If you read the law, in my opinion, we just have advantages, but it's very hard in reality to really get the German citizenship easier and faster.
We keep hearing that the immigration and naturalization authorities, especially in Berlin, are massively overloaded, and that the processing times are, even for several years, are a rule, so to say. Is it true? And if so, what tips can you give?
Yes, you're completely right. We have a very big overload, especially in Berlin. What are the reasons for it? In my opinion, we have three reasons for it. Number one is we just have, especially in Berlin, less qualified employees in the authorities. It's one of the main issues why it takes so much time. Number two, everything knows it if he lives in German. The digitalization is not existing or incomplete. I don't know when it will change, hopefully in the next 10 years, but this is very successful country as German is or was a horrible problem. But the main problem is problem number three. We have a completely document chaos in the authorities. What does it mean? Between the receipt of the document and the examinations, there are sometimes months or years, which means that the same documents are requested again and again and again and again. And this makes foreigners, applicants desperate, completely desperate. Hopefully it will change in the next year. And this is one of our main tasks we have to solve, that a lot of people get easier and faster the German citizenship.
Definitely, digitalization is one of the key problems in Germany. This is something probably every one of the expats here and internationals have had problems with. But hopefully this can change and even faster than the next 10 years. Otherwise, we're going to have a little bit of a heart attack here. We're here with Fabian Graske, co-founder and managing partner of Migrando Attorneys. Regarding the Immigration Act, what should immigrants consider as early as possible for optimal integration and naturalization in the medium term?
Also there I have especially three hints. In my opinion, three very, very, very important hints. Number one is language. You have to learn German and have to achieve at least a B1 language certificate. Very, very important. I know it's hard because German isn't a language. It's easy to learn, but you have to do it. Number two is you need money. What I mean with it, you have to be away from the job center. There are different possibilities. Try to get a good job. And if you're not quite good qualified, make an education. I know, especially if you're older than 25, it's sometimes a hard way because if you make an education, you don't earn in the first 3 years so much money, but please do it. It will help you a lot. And hint number three is very important for a lot of countries. I will mention you in some seconds. You need a valid national passport. Is one of the main problems to get the German citizenship. If you don't have it, and if you can't get a national pass, you need some proof why you don't get it. This is important. You can get the German citizenship without a valid passport, but then you need a proof of it, why you can't. And this is particularly problematic for a lot of people in Germany, but especially for people from Afghanistan, Eritrea, Ukraine, and Somalia. And if you need some help, Migrando can help you with it. But this is one of the worst and problematic things we have with foreigners in Germany.
Before we leave you to your daily works, tell us a little bit about Migrando and what do you do?
What are we doing? We are helping a lot of people, thousands of people a year, to get the way with us to getting the German citizenship and solve their problems. And some hint of me, visit our website, migrando.de. Why you can do it. We have a test on our website where you can check in 3 minutes if you can get the German citizenship or when you can get it. And this will help you to find out if you're qualified for it or not.
So hopefully I can get my next citizenship in the next 5 months before I drive myself crazy.
I will help you.
Perfect. Fabian, thank you so much for being here today. And I really hope to have and seek for your advice in a couple of more shows. And thank you again.
Thank you too.
Plus 49. Ask a German.
Hi, I'm Fabian from Migrando, and the main question I get a lot of times in 2024 is, do I have to be afraid of being deported? I'm sorry for that question, but it is how it is.
Especially considering the rise of the Alternative für Deutschland, or AfD, this is a justified question. The party has talked a lot about re-immigration and seems to be convincing more and more citizens of their beliefs. Thus, their influence in the whole country is growing. Not only have there been discussions about the portion of foreigners obliged to leave the country, but also that the portion of German citizens with a migration background seems to be an option. According to Tagesschau, in 2022, about 28.7% of the people living in Germany had a migration background, with almost half of them holding German citizenship. Therefore, the proposal put forth by the AfD would affect a significant number of people. However, as of right now, there is no reason to be scared. The proposition expressed by the AfD is unconstitutional, as German citizenship is particularly protected under Article 16 of the Basic Law. Fabian from Migrando shares this perspective and offers further insight into why you shouldn't be afraid.
You don't have to be afraid if you earn money, if you learn German and can speak German at a B1 level. And very important, I know it's just for a few of you relevant, but do not make yourself liable to prosecution. And if you fulfill these three requirements, don't be afraid.
In conclusion, while the rising influence of the AfD is indeed alarming to observe, it's important to remember that there are legal protections in place for those who hold German citizenship. Thus far, there is no reason to fear deportation based solely on one's migration background. On top of that, other factors play a role as well. You should focus on immigration in Germany, for example through learning the language, which is a crucial step towards integration and understanding the culture. You should also keep in mind that while political parties like the AfD may gain traction by exploiting fears around immigration, many Germans value multiculturalism and understand the benefits it brings to society.
This is the end of our 10th program here at Expat Berlin. Thank you so much for listening and being part of this very small journey. The whole team of Expat Berlin is very grateful to be able to make the show, and we hope to be with you next week. My name is Sigrid Arteaga. We hope you enjoy these last days of summer. Vote for your favorite youth word, and don't forget, YOLO. Nos vemos la próxima semana.